Thanks to Suncorp Bank. Everyday banking as individual as you are.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Yeah, very happy Thursday to you all. It is Husey, Ed and Aaron post Origin night.
Yeah, game everyone, one. Everyone is celebrating a massive victory, and that was huge. Tommy Turbo, what he got up to out in that field, unbelievable. And who knew that Nathan Cleary had so much blood within his body?
I know, that was a... Was it an stray elbow that opened him up?
Yeah, friendly fire too, teammate.
Yes.
So, and just, did we have a bleeder on our hands, Aaron? You would have wanted to get out there with your thread, I imagine.
I was very comfortable watching it from home.
Gee, it was a lot of blood on his cheek, wasn't it?
A lot of blood, and it took them a while, I think 10 minutes for the ref to notice and say, get off.
What's happened to the blood rule? Are we just giving up on that?
Does the ref have to physically see it?
I think so, yes.
Is that the rule?
It's interesting because, but I mean, there's so much going on. There's so much pressure on the refs as well because, you've got plays happening behind them. You've got a million different things happening. So in his defence, but yeah, it was pretty hard to miss, wasn't it? It was quite
sickening. Nathan Cleary has the ball a lot.
At one point, one of the Queensland players passed it to him because his jersey had been dyed maroon.
It was unbelievable. God almighty, it was good.
Speaking of claret, my night got off to a bad start. Jimmy Brings, right? So one of our sponsors, I decided to order it. Well, absolutely. They're wonderful, but they could do with some etiquette training.
Uh-oh. Did you tell us? So what did he do? What did the guy do?
Well, I ordered one bottle of red because, as you guys know, I'm not really a drinker anymore, but I felt like a glass of red.
It was Origin.
It was Origin, exactly.
You can have pies, you can have, whatever you like, whatever you can do.
It was amazing, right? So it came in like 27 minutes. So it was so quick, so amazing. The guy got to the door, knocked. I opened the door. He looked me up and down, not in a sleazy way, but in a kind of professional way.
Yeah.
And then he said, no need for ID, and then handed me the bag.
God, you're paranoid.
No, I'm not. But what the hell? Like,
he obviously knew you. He said, it's Erin Molan, and I know her. She's
a mother. He did not know me.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hang on. I've misread this. I was on the same thing as Husey.
He thought
he was giving you a compliment saying, it's you, Erin, but didn't want to say it.
No, yeah, I'm that's talking what
he
about
was
that.
Why wouldn't he have known it was you?
Yeah.
What were you saying that he was newly arrived in this country? Is that what you're saying?
And are you saying that he thought you were off the plane at the airport
and before you leave the airport, you're already in love with Erin Molan.
How have you turned this into what you've
that's
turned
what I thought
into?
You meant.
What I meant was that he clearly looked at me and thought I was over 18, and that is highly offensive.
Oh, I see. You know, he should know better.
Yeah.
Excuse me, young lady. Is your mother home?
Exactly.
I've got her some wine.
That's what I'm looking for.
I gotcha. That makes sense. That's what you would do if you were Jimmy Brings.
Yeah, feedback, Jimmy Brings.
What if he just said, I love you, Erin. I love you. Well, that would be better or not?
Probably would have helped. I don't need reassurance from others, though.
Hey, it's a huge show. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely right.
I nearly didn't get here.
What?
Because of an accident that happened this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible situation.
Yes.
Ooh. I'll tell you next. It was harrowing. How could it happen so close to home? Most accidents do happen close to home.
Cautionary tale, my friend.
Today FM.
Now, I almost didn't get here. Maybe it was the blizzard that actually did it, to be honest. And it probably was.
Blaming the blizzard?
I'm going to blame the cold snap.
Go on then.
Very stressful morning for me. I got up. I think my alarm goes before your two alarms. And let's be honest,
doesn't.
It does.
Yours goes at 4:30.
Yeah, 4:35. I've pushed it to
Whoa.
Be honest.
See, mine's 4:20.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
It's always 4:20 somewhere, am I right, Ed? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ed's probably about 5:15, but he won't say.
What's the difference?
Well, it's got nothing to do with the story, so no difference. So I have my long shower, so long that the light in the bathroom turns itself off, which is weird.
Oh, that's hot.
I don't like that. Mm. And the fan turns itself off like you've been in here too long.
Oh, right? I know what you mean, because the light's on in the bathroom, you got the curtains open, you want the early morning joggers to be rewarded.
No, it's on the second floor, mate. So, and we have frosted glass.
Boring.
Because if I do open the window, the next door neighbor's going to look right in.
That's the point.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, I can look also, if a certain spot in my house, if I look up through a window, I can see the third level bathroom, cross the back lane one. So
hot.
Yeah, but you don't linger up there. So
we once had visitors over really quickly, and we all went outside just for a glass of wine after dinner. It was only five people, and it was a fairly new friendship that had been. Anyway, as we walk outside the unit across, there was just a silhouette of two people on the bed, like one standing, one on the bed, just going for it. And it was, we didn't know each other that well to really, like that. It was
it's
so
a new relationship,
anyway.
Isn't it? You know that that's fresh.
Hang on, let her finish her lovely story. I think that was the end of it.
Anyway, we all kind of looked at each other and everyone had an awkward laugh and then we just went back inside. Well, but then someone lingered.
But you thought the story was going to go on? Do you think she was going to knock on the door?
What? Now, and say what?
I don't know, mate. I was assuming the story was over. So back to this morning, though. So, get in the car, press the buzzer, the gate buzzer, and go to reverse out. So I press the buzzer and then I reverse out and then bang!
Oh, no.
Thump really loud. I'm like, what is going on? What is behind
the
me?
The deer.
It wasn't a deer. It was like it sounded like it was a moose or, you know, some
bison.
Yeah. A really large animal, thick-hided animal. And I turn around and that's the gate. I've reversed straight into the gate. And in my defense, I'd reversed into the gate because the gate must have got stuck.
I hate when gates. Why do gates have to get stuck?
So electric gate, press the button, assume the electric thing's going to do its job, and it only done a third of its job, and I have rammed into my gate.
How bad's the damage?
I got out of the car, and it's off its railings, and there was absolutely no way I could put it back on. So now my car's stuck inside the yard. My wife's car stuck inside the yard. Everyone's stuck, and the gate. I don't know.
What about how the children going to get to school?
Mate, they're going to have to walk, and it's not that far. They should walk or ride their bikes, which just sit in the front yard rusting. So, but big accident. Big accident.
That is a big car accident.
Did you have whiplash? Wink, wink.
Oh yeah, right. An insurance job. I've got a real sore back. I'm not going to be at work for the next 3 months, I would say. And the emotional trauma is worse than anything.
It's the main thing, isn't it?
I mean, I've got PTSD.
It's the main thing, isn't it?
I can't even, I can't even look at things.
A gate again.
Absolutely. Begs the question, though, have you had an accident? How close to home have you had a car accident?
Oh.
Have you had an accident inside your property? Wow. You know what we've got on the line? We've got Jimmy Brings Vouchers.
Yeah. Whoa.
So if you can think of an accident that's happened at your house.
Car accident?
Well, I like a car accident. I mean, if you crashed into your house or something like that.
Okay, so car accidents as close as possible to home. Do motorcycles count?
I would say so.
Segways?
I mean, any vehicle, I think.
Utility vehicles?
Well, I don't mind if you've had a
jet ski?
Mobility scooter accident. You know?
Come a cropper.
Yeah. All right. Anything.
13, 10, 60.
Jet ski accident in your house. If you live on a property.
No, the jet ski might have fallen off the back of the tray. You
maybe you live right on the harbour and your jet ski is, you can park your jet ski at your front
These are all valid
gate.
Options, absolutely.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch Up.
It's time to toss us sort some stuff out.
Si, senor?
Well, absolutely. But before we get to that, we've got to sort out what happened to me this morning. The fact is my gate is broken because I drove the car into it. Because it didn't do its job and it didn't open properly.
It's like a ram raid.
Can I just first, before we go to the callers, just say to my wife, thank you for not yelling at me.
So, that's sweet.
Because I went back into the house and going, oh God, what am I going to do here? And, and she said, what happened? I told her what happened and she didn't judge me. Aww. She didn't go.
She reckons you'll just go out and buy a new house today. I'm with an unbreakable gate.
No, it's a big day for us now. We're stuck in the house and we're going to have to, get someone out. She said, can I come out and lift it with you? I said, no, I've properly mangled this gate.
Oh,
I rammed into it.
It's a ram raid.
Yeah, exactly. From reverse, inside out, trying to get out of the house.
Yeah, no, which is not the way you normally do it. What you normally do is you grab yourself a utility, you look for an ATM that doesn't look that secure, chuck some ropes around, slam her in reverse, and hope for the best.
I don't think it's happening as much anymore because there's not as much cash in ATMs.
I know that. Yeah, unfortunately. It's actually gone. It's actually,
it's tough. You've got to do it all online. Absolutely.
In a positive.
But Nev from Hornsby, you can relate to this.
Oh, mate, I can. And you'd think they'd put some sort of reversing camera in these modern cars, Susie.
Yes.
But I can sympathise with you, mate, because I was in my garage, pressed the button for the garage door, put my foot down, reverse straight into my other car.
Did you forget it was there, Nev?
Yeah. Look, my wife probably parked it there when she wasn't supposed to.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
but
you
thankfully,
go,
thankfully she didn't yell at me. Yeah, it was early morning. Morning.
Yeah,
and
you
it
know
was
what?
Dark.
You know, and you've just reminded me, I've got a Volvo, which is meant to have sensors all over it. It's meant to automatically brake, so I don't run into things.
Never really? Believe that automatic.
It's let me down.
They're the ones doing ads at the moment where they've
beep beep. Yeah.
They're hoping for climate change to sell more cars.
They're dropping people off a crane or something, and then saying, "Well, it doesn't matter because the world's going to die or something." Is that right?
Is
that
I have no idea, but they have.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
Oh, God, there should be an airbag that had deployed at my back door.
Back
imagine
door.
Had have been some bloody pensioners going past. It would have run straight. Right over the top of them and kept going.
How many do you reckon you could have gotten rid of?
In one fell swoop.
I reckon. I could have got three, I reckon.
That's a pretty decent result. It's a good result. Barry from Penrith, you've had an accident in and around the home, have you not, Baz?
Yeah, I've, to make Hughesy feel better, I actually broke my neck in three places on a jumping castle.
See, my son's 3 years old, Barry, and he's desperate for me to get into the jumping castle with him. And see why exactly? What were you attempting, Barry?
So I was attempting to do a backflip.
Oh. Yeah,
and hit the ground underneath the jumping castle.
No. And the party's over.
Is your heavy bag? Yeah.
Whose party was it, Barry?
I didn't realize it, and I got up and walked out.
What a hero. Tough guy.
Until half an hour later that I decided to go to the hospital and I found out I'd broken the C5, C6 and C7 vertebrae.
Now, Barry, you don't sound that young. How old are you?
I'm 47. Going on.
He's fit, though. Mate. You're a kid, Barry.
Fit as a fiddle.
Barry, whose party was it, Barry?
It was a mate of mine.
Like an adult?
No, it was an adult jumping castle.
It was a 21st.
Things
happen at 21st.
Yeah.
How's your neck now, though? You're fully recovered, Baz?
Took me 12 months to get out of the hospital, but yeah, I'm fully recovered.
My God.
And have metal screws in my neck now.
Absolutely so.
Well, there's two messages there. Open the gate, don't do backflips.
On jumpy castles, but also just keep on trucking like Barry has. You know, and you know what? You deserve your Jimmy Brings. What's he getting and what's Nev getting?
They're getting Jimmy Brings vouchers. They've been rewarded with booze, which is the right thing to do.
Yep, Jimmy Brings. Wine, beer, and spirits delivered.
What's your poison, Barry? What do you normally drink?
I actually don't drink.
They do soft drinks as well.
They can do softies, you mate. Go. You're like me and Hughesy. We're chock full of softies. Get yourself a diet ginger ale.
New South Wales legend Liam Martin, young player, first game last night. He gets kicked by Cameron Munster from Queensland. Kicked him. And who did we speak to yesterday?
Liam's mum, Maxine.
Maxine. How's she feeling about her son getting kicked? She wondered if she wanted to jump out there and run on and give old Munster a clip just under the ear.
We should try and ask her. Yeah.
Well, we've got a number, so.
I believe we're calling her.
wonder if she'll respond. I wonder if she's still partying, do you reckon? Could she still be out? Somewhere in Townsville?
It was a bit of a cruel trick as played by the NRL, wasn't it? They're like, well, obviously we can't play at the MCG. Who's going to get it? And Townsville puts in some money and put their hand up and said, you know, we've never had an Origin game. It was great to see it go there. It was nice to see JT before the game do a little tour of his hometown. But who cares about that? Because we're going live now to the one of the proudest mums, one of the 17 proudest mums in New South Wales, Maxine Martin. Congratulations.
What a night.
Absolutely.
Do you have a voice left? Were you screaming your heart out?
I was very excited. I sat with Romy's family and Biz's family, and they were just so excited. What a night. Yeah,
you must have known pretty early on it was going your way. I mean, when did you pop the first champagne cork?
Well, I'm not a drinker, so that's.
Well,
but there was sort of energy going all around. I think you watched the game, and I said you just saw it, the momentum, and I felt pretty early on that we had the game in the bag.
Yeah. You feel that way, didn't you?
That sounds very cocky, doesn't it?
That was the way it was going. Everyone could see that. So at what minute did your son Liam run on for his first ever minutes of Origin?
It was 10 minutes into the second half. You got about 30 minutes.
Yes. That's so you were waiting solid. The whole first half. Where is he? Put him on, coach.
I know. And I kept thinking, oh, please, just give him 5 minutes.
Well, they gave him more than that, Maxine. And I always like to read the player ratings, even though sometimes I think they're a little bit cruel. But for your son, they said he looks like he was built for Origin, which is brilliant. And to have that, you know, as a getting 30 minutes, that's not a bad effort. So he was phenomenal. He was not in awe of the occasion at all.
10 tackles. Yeah,
front it up.
But what about when Cameron Munster kicked him? Did you see that?
Oh, well, I actually stood up in the box and I said, is he allowed to kick him like that?
Yeah.
That's a very polite way of saying it, Maxine.
Yes. But, now, it's...
How did you do it?
Because
I saw afterwards Munster pulled his shorts up. Did he think that Liam was dacking him or something?
So have you spoken to Liam about it, Maxine? Because I know what I thought I saw. What did Liam say?
No, I haven't talked to him about that incident. I've talked to him. He was on such a high. I will catch up with him. But, I just sort of think Liam sort of, I'm not quite sure. So Liam can be a bit of a pest, I think. I don't know whether he said something
I think it's because he kicked, didn't he? Munster kicked and he was sort of tackling him, trying to catch him, you know, as before he kicked. And I think Munster
has apologised this morning, Maxine, for it as well. Come out and says he wish he could take it back. So God bless.
Well, that's the heat of the battle, isn't it? And I said, when you looked at the boys last night, I said, with Nathan, all of the three, you know, Nathan, Romy and Brian, you know, they had to have stitches in it.
Yeah.
It is truly that pace and the step up of the game is just incredible. You know, just see that game. Yeah.
Did you like the shirts they're wearing? It felt like they're wearing midriff tops, didn't it, Aaron said? Like they were really tight fitting. Did you like it?
Well, the design, as you see, you know, sort of we're evolving in the way that we wear our uniforms, and they were tight.
They
very
were
tight,
weren't they? Do you remember when Peter Sterling used to wear a bed sheet with his name on it?
Yeah, it would be no good for me, I could assure you.
Hey, Maxine, before we let you go, we've got Brad Fittler, the coach, coming on in just under an hour's time. There's a bit of a trend of family members putting their 2 cents in for future games. Is there anything you want us to pass on to Freddie about what you'd like him to do with Liam for game two?
Oh, look, I said how he played the game. You know, he obviously knew what he was doing because you wouldn't have a score like that. But I just would love Liam to have another opportunity, you know.
Absolutely.
For game two.
Yeah, so, start. Let's start, Liam. I think it's to start, Liam.
Hashtag.
Well, as I said, the energy was incredible in that stadium. I said the feel and the noise because there weren't many blue jumpers.
No. So they were scattered.
And we're walking down, is it Flint? I'm not quite sure of the name of the street where they had the party.
Is it Flinders? Yeah. Flinders, isn't it? I think it was.
And it was a buzz. And I said, it was just a sea of maroon. And I'm thinking,
Ray Warren said it's the most one-sided crowd he's ever seen in his entire Origin calling career, which is...
How did they cop it afterwards? What was the feeling afterwards?
Well, we sort of walked out. We sort of went down into the sheds, which was wonderful. They were, you know, good game.
it was pretty resounding.
Well, I know that.
Queenslanders know when they're, you know.
Yeah, they took it well, is what we're saying.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, Maxine, thank you very much indeed.
Maxine,
I thought at one point the Queenslanders were going to have to put on the Veronicas. We were playing that poorly. It was like, we just need something here. We just need something
some
to change it up. There was some fight in them. It was terrible.
Maxine Martin, thanks for getting up early for us.
Today FM, Sydney.
Everybody is like their own avatar on Fortnite or Call of Duty or Final Fantasy VII. We all have different strengths that we are good at.
Play any of those games.
You look confused.
Other things we're not as good at, you know, and...
You're good at lifting weights.
Yep.
We don't need to start trying
to
catalogue.
Lifting weights, you're good at...
You're good at comedy. What am I good at?
Everything except one thing, because I think... home.
You're good at judging. Can I say that to you, Ed?
Yeah, you are. You're good at real good at judging. Standing on home platforms and looking down on others.
You're good at putting people in cupboards and just closing the door.
Disparaging remarks.
And not letting them get out.
Yeah.
What?
Kicking
she's a mother,
woman when she's
mate.
Down. Yeah.
She's a mother.
You've got a lot of strength, Ed. Yeah.
Has to Instagram every day at least.
I don't
40
Instagram every day.
What is she doing wrong, Ed? What's she doing wrong?
Well, look, the other day we had the incident with the cookies. She decided to try and show off her. I wouldn't say if she wasn't trying to show it off. She was trying to show off her.
For the Insta.
All for the gram. She was trying to show off that she's a great mother doing cooking cookies for her daughter. And this is what happened.
Wow. Yummy?
Good.
Should we shut the door now?
Let me hold it. Put it in the oven. Oh, they're all burnt. Burnt.
Liza, you want to eat some of our cookies?
Yeah, no thank you. Beautiful manners.
She does have great manners. That's one thing I'm good at is,
You know what? They were terrible cookies.
No, can I tell you they tasted. So I ate the whole tray of the milk. How weird is that, by the way? One tray burns after 7 minutes. The other tray melted. After 7 minutes. It said put them in for 15 minutes. So if we're looking for somewhere to lay blame, I'd be looking at...
The oven.
But also what setting did you put the oven on?
Well, see, I had it on grill. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the grill. And the grill gets me in trouble every time. And
well, it looks the same.
Stuff,
it's got a circle on it.
Also, there's a line underneath the circle, which is the grill.
Exactly.
And who's to know what that means,
exactly,
mate?
Exactly, I don't.
I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
The grill's the problem. You shouldn't even have the setting. Have a separate. I remember when... A grill wasn't even involved with the oven. It was a separate thing for a grill.
Bring back the grill.
Yeah, remember the grill where it was in the
cheese. You bring it out. Grandpa used to put scones the grill in there.
The grill used to be under the hot plate, not attached to the oven. Yeah. Now, inside the oven.
I will say, Aaron, I don't think you want him with you on this. He did smash his car into the gate at his house today.
Fair point.
That is stuck.
Yeah. Okay, so let's.
I do need a gate person if they can give us a call. How do you unstuck a gate? It's been rammed by a Volvo.
Yeah, it's a niche market, I reckon.
Well, they can get some Jimmy Brings.
All right, well, if you're a gate person, we'll talk. So yesterday, you're doing rounds of interviews for State of Origin. Absolutely right. As the face of the NRL's coverage, you've covered a lot of Origin.
I wasn't on the cover.
Yeah, because you were...
No, you have got other duties, mate.
A mother.
Yeah.
You've got other duties.
I was massaging Eliza's feet at home, actually. It was very cute.
But you watched the first half, which is enough.
Absolutely. It was brilliant.
And it made some very good points on one radio interview that got sent to me. But let's just see. Let's hear what happens in the background.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I'm just looking up. I put washing on. I never do washing, but my partner gets annoyed because I don't wash. So I tried to wash, and I've just seen his watch going around in the washing through the glass. Okay. That's really bad. Okay, anyway, I've got
a washing machine.
I don't know what to do. I don't know which button to press. It's not my strength.
That's an incredible situation.
I did then go back, by the way, and answer their question, which was about more regional grounds being used for State of Origin. I didn't skip a beat, but you're right. I'm not suited to it.
But how did the watch get in there?
See, this is what annoys me, right, is that Sean constantly brings up, anytime I'm having a fight about anything, so 4 to 5 times a day, he'll say to me, I do all the washing, you don't do anything in the house, I get home and nothing's cooked, nothing's done. All my work colleagues get home and their wives have cooked dinner and gone shopping and done the washing. I'm like, well, their wives aren't out making money, sweet money. And anyway,
I still want to know how did the watch
get into the washing machine? Well, I don't know because I saw washing there, just sitting there. And I thought, well, here, I'll do something because it's, just there. So I just pick it. I'm not going to go through every bloody piece of washing.
But was it in his pocket?
Well, it must have been. Well, it turns out it wasn't Sean's watch. It was Eliza's Paw Patrol watch. So, look, it was a slightly better outcome. But I don't know why there was a bloody watch in the washing. Someone shouldn't have put the watch in the washing. And I don't have time to go through each individual piece of clothing. I'm sick of it. I can't win. And then he gets home, didn't even know about the watch, right? And he says to me, oh, it's good that you've tried to do washing and stuff, but there's nowhere to hang it outside, so maybe just leave it to me. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? You tell me you want me to do it, I do it. I do it, it's not good enough. You don't, what, I can't win.
Sorry,
what did you want to eat
today? Look, apart from the cold weather and the great win by New South Wales and the State of Origin, all the talk has been about this massive international bust of criminals through this, app, this Anon app,
Yes, Anon, an encrypted app that the criminals were using criminal influencers to distribute, but the police were listening.
I'm fascinated by so much about it, but including how the media get the inside information.
Okay.
This is Damien Ryan from Channel 9 last night.
Yeah.
250 arrests became a global takedown. More than 800 people rounded up across 16 countries after what's been described as the police sting of the century, masterminded by the AFP.
So the police obviously are all over it. The crims have got no idea. But when is the media brought into the loop? Welcome to the show, Damien Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great. Yeah, good. Hey, great Damo. Stories, Damien. They've been fantastic.
What a Hollywood script, really. I mean, this is just going to be, this will be a movie, no doubt. It's built for TV. It was just, we didn't know too much about it. Aaron might remember these sorts of things. You get announcements, you know, every few months we've got the biggest police drug bust. It's the last biggest police drug bust.
Yeah.
And so we all rolled up thinking this was just another good operation by the police.
So Damien, do you get the information on the day it happens? Do you say go to this address? Is that what happens?
Correct. We were told there was certain raids being carried out in the city. And we were given a couple of addresses and we went get our crews there. The AFP and the New South Wales Police also have their own camera departments these days. It is a PR exercise showing their good work. There was a handful of journalists who knew something was up. Obviously, the Daily Telegraph, to their credit, they must have realised something was up because they delivered it, they broke the story on Monday. And then I think we're all blown away. I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I've never heard of an operation like this. You've got the FBI creating their own app for crooks and then distributing it amongst crooks through undercover agents. And then we have some techie guy in Canberra from the AFP sitting in front of his computer and cracking the code, working out what these people are saying.
Can I ask you about that? Because this is the bit I've had trouble with. So if the FBI is the one distributing an app that they want criminals to use, but they hadn't already cracked it before they gave it out?
There's two trains of thought here. Firstly, there's one thing in America you can't do, is you can't break into a cryptid decipher.
Yes.
They don't have the laws to do it, right, to decipher secret phone calls. However, this is where Australia steps in. We do. Introduced in 2018.
They came and
knocked on our door and said, guys, can you help us out here? Firstly, we've got this encrypted communication device. We think we know how to use it, but we don't know how to crack it completely, and we don't have the laws to do it. And the reason why it wrapped up also on Monday, there is the law for, I don't know the complete ins and outs of it, but the communication device had an exploratory time that after 2 years, it couldn't be used any longer. Came up to the 2 years, which was must have been about now, I suppose, and they've realised, look, we've got to pull the plug on the communications device. Well, let's begin the raids now.
We were questioning why they ever went public with it because of all the information, that was valuable information that's been.
Well, they knew that the game was up and they thought, well, we need to go public. They've done so well here. As I said, 800 people arrested around the world, but this only caters for about 5% of crooks, working with these encrypted communication devices. So there are 95%, trade out there still going on. So it's huge.
Is that true? Only 5% are using encrypted devices and apps, Damo?
Only 5% are using a NOM.
Right.
Only 5% are using a NOM. So there's all these other devices out there. The best thing I thought, from incredible police work, really smart police work, and they deserve so much credit. The best thing I thought was they had their own influencers.
Yeah, and that was great. They made sure the right guys had it, didn't they, Damien? Yeah. The right blokes had it to say, hey, this is a good app, it's safe. And then other crims were like, cool, bruh.
I would have done it for a small fee.
Hacken Ayık has been on the most wanted list for 10 years. He's been hiding out in Turkey and running a global drug operation. And he was an influencer. They said, if we can get this communication device to him and he can tell all his mates just how good it is, right? Yeah. We're winning.
And, but was he, can I ask, was he turned? Was he like, so was he, is he working with the, he wasn't working with the FBI?
Absolutely not, but he will be now. He'll be seeking their protection.
Jeepers. Hey, Damo, just to bring it back to Hughie's start before we wrap up quickly, you talk about the, you know, the police letting the media know and the role the media plays in this. It's often, you know, we can cop criticism and abuse at these kind of scenes and people saying you're vultures and all that kind of thing. What role does the media play? Why do the police use the media? Is it a deterrent to other crims? Is it a PR exercise, like you said? What's the main reason that the police involve you?
Often they rattle the cage. They want they put some certain information out there to rattle the cage. And, of course, police are listening to people's phones.
Yeah.
And that is always a good opportunity. You know, they often hear about police announcing rewards, right? $1 million rewards.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, something's up here. They're onto something here. So they get the publicity of an $1 million reward being posted for a crime. Solve a crime, and then you get people involved in that crime chatting on phones or going on computers, and they're listening in, and so that's the way you trigger conversation. And and I think with the media on this one, I think they just wanted to tell the world how good this was. And to their credit, the Americans have come out at FBI in San Diego and their Californian headquarters and just saying, you know, if it wasn't for the AFP, we wouldn't be here. So
it's worldwide. You know,
It's a huge job, and it's great reporting. We can see more of it on Channel 9 tonight with Damien Ryan. Thanks for your time, Damo.
Today FM, Sydney.
It was a massive win for the boys last night. The New South Wales Blues thrashing
standing
Queensland.
Standing O for the one and only Brad Fittler, the coach who got the job done. Well done, Freddie.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, what a great result.
It was huge. Biggest win in the history of Origin.
Is that right?
Biggest win.
Hey, Freddie, before we have a quick chat, I want to play something from our interview with you earlier this week.
Thank you.
Where, no, don't say thank you, where Ed Cavalier basically questioned your integrity and your credentials. Have a listen to this.
Listen carefully.
Mate, I claim that you are, that's water off a duck's back to you because you're so zen.
That's
that you
the
are,
problem.
Well, it's not the problem.
It is. He's become too zen. No, Freddie's become too zen. No, we need angry Freddie.
No.
Angry. Hates Queensland Freddie. That's the angle.
There's
too
always
zen.
That's always there.
Mate, that's always there does not nullify your comments. Freddie, how hurt were you when Ed accused you of being too soft?
Well, you know what? I wasn't, Aaron, because love is the new black.
Love is the new black.
What has happened?
Now you've triggered him.
Replace all hate with love.
Oh, my goodness.
Mate, the smile on the faces, the smile on the faces of his players, you saw it before, you saw it in camp, you saw it before the game last night, you saw it during the game last night. That's all Freddie. Good on you, man. Good on you.
I'd love to take credit for that. I can't really take credit for that, but they did have a great 10 days. We in a really good position there. We just get to hang out and train, and they feed you really good food. And so you just see when sides come together like that, they're very grateful for it. So they're absolutely awesome the way they play.
If you ever get sick of rugby league, you could host Contiki tours, and I reckon he would absolutely clean up. There'd be love everywhere, all over the, you know, the buses.
What's the older one?
There's an over 50s.
Is there an over
50s? There's a mature one.
they're called boat trips of Europe, I think.
Yeah, they're cruises. Hey, Freddie, I mean, you want to celebrate this and soak it up, but looking ahead to game two, we had Liam Martin's beautiful mum on a little bit earlier, and we asked her about, first of all, Cam Munster, and she thought that her son's a bit of a punish and probably said something to annoy him. Her second thing, we asked her if she had anything to say to you, and have a listen. Is there anything you want us to pass on to Freddie about what you'd like him to do with Liam for game two?
Oh, look, I said how he played the game. You know, he obviously knew what he was doing because you wouldn't have a score like that. But, yeah, I just would love Liam to have another opportunity.
Will he, Freddie? Will he?
Pressure.
Yeah.
Is that a yes?
But, we had a moment during the week, actually, where all the blokes playing their debut, their parents came in and spoke to the team about what it meant to them for their kids to be playing State of Origin. And, you've got to understand, Liam Martin comes from Tamora. A few of the other boys, Brian Ty and Jerome Lewis, they're both from the middle of Mandruitt. So,
you know, the emotion that came through when, you know, they're talking about their son and how it changes their life now in their little community was awesome. And it was a real reminder to the team. Once again, Ed, love.
Freddie, you've cracked it, mate. You've cracked it. I mate against mate, hate against hate. It's over. It's now, it's a love circle.
Absolutely. But Maxine does want him on in the first half in the second game. Is that all right?
Fair to say, Freddie, you're not making any changes for game two?
Those 2 weeks, so they'll all go back and play. Some of them play tomorrow and then they play over the weekend and then they'll all play next week, can I say. I mean, pretty much our whole team comes through injury free, so that's good for the clubs. And we've just got to wait. So much happening now in footy with obviously it's contact sport and also with the judiciaries and all that. So you've got to go back and be disciplined, be strong, and hopefully get a thermal and tongue call.
Congratulations, legend.
Well done, Freddie.
The Today FM morning crew, Hughie, Ed and Aaron.
Time for Facts of the Freaky Variety.
It's a super freak, super freak, super freaky fact.
With Lawson Neil Burns.
Lawson Neil Burns. Lawson, are you happy to be on the radio today?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your school, Lawson? We believe they're all listening. Give your school a shout out.
William Clark College.
And Kellyville. Good. Hello to everyone at William Clark College in Kellyville. Lawson, we're so excited to have you with us. How old are you, buddy?
8 years old.
8 years old.
And I believe you're in year two gold because you and your classmates are gold all the way. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep. Go with that.
Right.
Love it.
Fact number one.
Here we go. Freaky facts.
Cats are believed to be the only mammals who don't taste sweetness.
Super freaky fact.
Whoa. Cats don't taste sweetness.
Just a wonderful fact.
So you should be right with your custard if you leave that. Oh, no, not custard.
No, they still like that.
Yeah.
But so why do they drink milk then if it's like not, if they don't taste sweetness, why wouldn't they just drink water?
Milk isn't just sweet. I think milk has other things in it.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't eat your what wouldn't they eat? Sugar.
Candy?
They wouldn't candy, eat you're candy. Right. Yes. Actually, you've never heard that. I turned my back and a cat ate my twirl.
Yeah, or my chupa chup. I've never seen a cat sucking on a chupa chup.
Ah, the internet will have that.
Have you got a cat at home, Lawson?
Yes, I got two.
What are their names?
Kit and Cat.
Kit and Cat. That is incredible. That's great. I love what they've done there.
It's fun.
And that's Neil a Burns chocolate bar as well, you know?
Yeah, well done.
Kit Kat. Yeah. Good on it. But they wouldn't eat a Kit Kat, would they? Kit or Cat would walk past a Kit Kat.
Si, senor.
It's crazy. Nah, good stuff, Lawson. Let's go with fact number two.
Okay. Men's voices are generally deeper because they have a longer, thicker vocal cords.
Super freaky fact.
Men have longer vocal cords.
Yes, longer and thicker vocal cords. That's absolutely so right.
Long and thick is the way to go for a vocal cord if you want to be deeper.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can you get that done as a procedure, do you reckon, if you wanted to deepen your voice?
I know that opera singers have ways of lengthening and strengthening their vocal cords to keep that. My friend is a bass opera singer and he spends a lot of time on the vocal cords.
Do you like to sing, Lawson?
Yes.
Do you want to sing a little something for us now?
What's your favourite song?
I like Heatwave.
Same here. Well, the irony of that is it's very high-pitched, isn't it, Lawson? His voice is very high.
Mm-hmm. Well, who
thank
is
you
it?
So much.
Who does Heatwave?
We play it on our station all the time.
We just play it. Yeah, we just play it.
The lead singer of Glass Animals, who I can't remember his name, but he's English.
Yeah, right. Well, that's great to know that we're playing music that entertains young people like Lawson. Good on you, mate.
He's great.
Let's bring it home with fact number three. Here we go.
Okay. Dual flush toilets were first used in Australia.
Super freaky fact.
Huge. Dual flush. I mean, have you got a dual flusher at home, do you, Lawson?
Yes.
Which one do you normally push?
Oh, come on.
If you do a wee, which one would you push?
Half.
Yes! For a wee. Now, what was it? We don't flush with a wee. Yeah. There's a rhyme that you can do.
If it's brown,
what
flush
is it?
Down.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah. I don't like the rhyme. Don't like the rhyme.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
I won't during the night so I don't wake Eliza, but apart from that is disgusting.
No, but it saves on water. Do you always flush at your house, Lawson, after every time, or if it's a wee, do you let it sit there for a while?
We always flush straight away.
Good work,
fair enough,
Lawson.
Mate. That's your policy. All right. And that's fair.
Congratulations, Lawson. You scored yourself a $200 Toymate voucher. Toymate's Australia's number one toy store where all your favourite toys and sensory items live. You did an amazing job, legend.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
And to everyone at William Clark College, Calleyville, thanks for producing such great young people.
The Today
FM Morning Crew catch up. Dave Husey Hughes is trying to play matchmaker.
I am.
What the hell was that?
Oh, it's the end of this song.
Oh, right. Thought you were leaning on a button.
Yeah, just doing some mixing.
Some really good tunes coming through the airwaves. So I love playing matchmaker. I'm not going to lie. I famously set up someone from MasterChef with a reporter, and they lasted for about 8 years, I think. So,
mate, that was a tick in your
Justine Schofield. Remember?
Yeah. Right. She's now dating the Brent Staker, is she?
She was dating
the AFL player.
No, she was dating Matt Doran.
Matt Doran from your television
from
news
Sunrise on the weekend. Yes. He's now engaged to Kendall Borah, who's the Weekend Today producer.
What?
I know. He hosts Weekend Sunrise. She hosts, produces Weekend Today as the EP, and they're married. Sleeping with the Enemy comes to mind.
Well, at one point, Matt and Justine were together, and I got them together at a Channel 10 function. I said, he was single, and I said,
It went down in flames.
It was 7 years, but that was long distance because he was overseas. I was trying to make it work. He was in America.
So it didn't work.
TV show, but it worked for quite a while.
Yeah, but it didn't work in the end.
That's 7 good years. So I've got good form, and I am now setting up Sasha French, senior producer here. Sasha, you are single, ready to mingle. That's true.
Yes, it is.
And now, as I always say, you have to remember she's from New Zealand.
Yeah, well the guy I've set her up with actually has remembered that.
Good.
And he actually loves New Zealanders.
See?
That's a good start.
And I asked him recently, the other day, I said, mate, how's your love life going? Because a recent divorcee, got two kids, but he's now moved out of the matrimonial home.
Yeah, good laugh.
His whole really life's fresh. Fallen apart. His kids will never be the same. But it's hilarious.
Do we know which bed sitting camper down he's living in?
No, he has his own. He's bought a property.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he's got his own property. Apart, some of the money he used from the divorce to buy it, and he's happy. He's also now. So that's good.
Good sell. Good sell.
So I've gone, how's dating life? He's gone, in a lull.
Oh.
Throw my name about to any singles you know.
Oh, God.
And I've gone.
Do I ever?
Got a ripper. He has bought a new greyhound, by the way.
Wow. So, a racing one?
I think it's a gap dog. What's gap dog mean? Is it a... I don't know what that means.
Is it a retired greyhound?
I'd say it's retired. He said it's a beautiful greyhound.
You know, I used to go to the greyhounds a lot when I lived in Piermont because a friend of mine worked on the front desk getting for free and he'd get a cheap meal. I tell you what, when you see a man deeply involved in greyhounds, you think catch.
Tell you what, though, they're good. They're a good betting animal because only three or four of them in the race. So I love betting. Chance.
My mum used to work at the greyhounds as well.
Sometimes they don't pay out for third place if there's not enough dogs in the race. So keep that in mind.
Bet with your head not over it.
Anyway, I've gone, what about... Yeah, I understand. All right, mate. I understand. I've gone to my mate, what about Sasha? You know? And this is what he's come back with.
This is big.
Sasha, this is big. This is just straight off the bat. This was straight away. There was no thinking time. He's come back with this. Yeah, she's great. I've met her a few times a while ago. Great girl. Kiwis have a great perspective.
They do.
That's what he said.
Told you.
So, now, Sasha, do I give him your number? That's the question.
Well, yeah.
And I've said one thing about him that I don't know. This is what we need advice here. actually. And Erin, I definitely want your advice on this. Mm. My mate likes to chat. He's a talker. Yeah? He's someone who fills the gaps with chat. Do you want a chatty guy? Chatty men. Men who are big on the yap.
13, 10, 60
Finished?
No, this is great. This is great. Right, get involved, please. If you are you pro or anti, we'll get Sasha and Aaron's thoughts in a moment. 13, 10, 60 please. Phone poll. Men who love a chat. Chat. Is that what you want?
Yeah, I look, Erin, I need you to answer this as well, possibly when we come back. Mm. Would you prefer a guy who speaks too much or a guy who speaks too little?
Well, what's the calibre of the chat? Is it a horrendous chat?
No. Look, I do. Now, that's the question.
See, think he's a punish because you're holding back
off air. I do not think he's a punish. No, I have great chats with him. But he loves to talk. There's no doubt.
All right,
he's
13, a talker. 10, 60.
And he's got one subject he really loves talking about.
Right, hold it. And tell us what
All right,
once
30,
you get
10,
started 60. On this subject, the whole night's gone. All right,
so. Talkers or not, what do you prefer? But Jimmy brings vouchers for everyone who gets on air with us.
We just want you to have an opinion.
Jimmy brings.
Talk
beautiful.
Too much or talk too little. What do you prefer, girls?
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
So, a mate of mine, really good guy. Yeah, a lot of fun. But he loves to talk. And is that an issue?
Do you want a chatty man or do you want a strong, silent type? Erin Mullen, your thoughts?
You obviously want someone who you can have a conversation with, but you also want someone who can listen to you as well and ask questions and take an interest in your life. And if their chat's fascinating, like Sean's was when I first met him, it was fascinating, then great. But once it dries up, or if their chat's just punishing, then there's nothing worse than a bloke who just...
So you fell in love with a man who talked a lot.
Well, he didn't talk a lot, but when he did talk, it was fascinating. Because he'd tell me things. Yeah, exactly.
But overall,
I'd like a healthy mix of the two. Because it's too hard to answer if you don't tell me what type of chat he's got.
Look, he does. Sasha is still with us. Sasha, senior producer here, who is single. I've got a mate who's single. I think they could be a couple. I'm trying to make it happen. They've both got kids. They're both not in relationships. He likes to talk. There's one subject that really gets him going. It's cricket.
Ooh.
So,
I'm out.
No, you're not out.
Don't give him my number.
No,
I've
already done it. He's got your number.
Ready?
You can handle a night of cricket chat.
I got your opener. Ready?
Oh.
Hey, don't you reckon Jason Crazier should have played more tests?
And let him go.
Actually, Erin went out with a cricketer, didn't you?
I did. You know that I did, so don't ask it like it's a question.
Have you played for your state in anything?
Mate.
And we're not talking about Tasmania, we're talking about New South Wales. Big state. Australia's most populous state.
And played for the Sixers and the Thunder and was player of the year for them for New South Wales.
Big bash, mate. Imagine being out in the middle of the SCG with a big bash on. You've got, one of the other blokes.
They announced the Australian team.
Not again.
Oh, there's only 11 get in that side, mate, and they're mostly harder to get out than in.
And we'll tell you what, when they hand you your blue cap, they hand you your green one.
No, not
Make
always,
your debut.
Mate.
It's even worse if you play for New South Wales and you can't get into the Australian team. That's a real slap in the face.
Well, you can't because everyone else is in it from New South Wales.
So I see how much fun this is.
They can only have 10.
Can't wait.
So, all right. So,
can I go out with him?
Oh, Alana Jesus. From Spring Farm, what do you think? You want your man to chat a lot?
Yes, I love a chatty man because I am so chatty. I need someone to keep up with me, and it won't just be me talking the air off.
I love you. Alana sounds like fun.
Back and forth chat.
Yes.
So you want, it's like you, someone who likes playing tennis, you want someone else who likes playing tennis so you can hit the ball back and forth.
Or someone who plays cricket, who likes to go to the nets and
or someone who plays volleyball, so you can
cricket, mate. It's cricket we're doing.
Yeah, but he loves cricket. Sporting analogies, mate.
Do you know what you said, Ed, to Sasha? She said, "This is your opener." That was also a cricket pun, and you didn't even realise.
So you were having fun.
Yeah.
Well, Isabella, what do you say?
I say chatty all the way. Right, you got to have someone that you can hold a conversation with. You get old, you got to be able to talk about something.
Well, exactly. Well, none of us are getting any younger, that's for sure. So,
What about your experience, Isabella? Have you got a bit of a silent man? Do you?
Yeah, I do. It's quite frustrating. I've got to basically get the conversation out of him.
How long have you been with this silent dude?
Just under a year.
Oh, it's early days. Yeah. I'd be moving on.
To dry up.
Isabella.
So starts, yeah. Does he get a chance or not? Like, seriously, does he get a chance, some time in the middle?
I've got a silent guy as well. You know the other guy, the silent guy?
Yes, but is that the one I've already been on a date with?
The one he wanted to go. Where did he want to go on a date, the other guy?
Some documentary about the Vietnam War.
I'd go the cricket, Sash, go the cricket.
You going to go cricket?
I'll go the chatty guy.
Cricket! Yay!
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
So 4 days ago, a beautiful woman called Florence slid into my DMs on Instagram saying hi. And so I looked at her profile. She got three photos. And I wondered whether she was a scammer. I put it to you people, should I start chatting with her? And you all said yes. So I did start chatting with her.
Well, we're three days into this relationship. Would you like to hear the opener?
Yes, please.
Scammers love. Husey wants that scammers love. Just send her your DM, you'll get $1 million. If you send a picture of your ass, he wants a scammers love.
I don't want scammers love. I want real love. So we've been chatting. I've gone on the hunting theme.
I love this.
Hunting local animals.
Well, so should we pick it at this? Should we see where we left off yesterday with you and your love?
Yeah. I microwaved the koala. A bit dry, but still good chow. What's your best eating local treat there?
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I know that you think about me. I want you to do something for me. Are you excited to meet me someday?
I'll do anything for you, but I won't kill platypus. They remind me too much of my bill-nosed, web-footed nana. So, why? But I don't think she's listening to everything I say to her. But she's...
You've had another night together?
We've had another night, yeah.
Right, so here we go.
So Ed plays Florence. Yes. We don't think she's Chechen.
Is she Chechen? Is that what?
Well, not according to the photo, I wouldn't have. She might be Chechen.
Well, what does a Chechen person look like?
Good. That's why I sort of pulled out of that statement.
Shall we?
Yes.
Yes.
I miss you, Ruff.
I miss you more. No amount of freshly trapped native fauna can compensate for the while on my heart that your absence leaves, and I've gone whole. It's hard to type correctly through my tears.
Okay, honey. What do you dream about at night?
I dream of dead quokkas. You?
To be in the amorous of right love, one, and make each other very happy together, because a real love expression is just fantastic and very special.
Make love, not war, except against mice. So many mice. Do you have a barrel of poison you could send? We are drowning in the little squeakers. My flamethrower has run out of petrol.
Okay, honey. Please, can you do something for me?
What, honeysuckle pasty? I called you that because I love pasties. I normally cover them in dead horse.
I hear. Honey, please, my internet bundle is slow, and I don't want to lose taking to you, my love. So please, I am only pleading with you to buy me a Google gift card to recharge my internet.
What's your address? I will send you a CB radio. That's how I talk to interstate truckers on their long, lonely drives across this wide, brown, dry land. What they get up to in the sanctity of their climate-controlled cabins is between me, them, and the Lord above.
Okay, but I need the Google gift card first.
So you can buy your own CB radio?
Yeah, honey. So will you buy them for me?
Yes, what color you want? You want it bedazzled?
Honey, stop all this, please. Picture of Google gift card. Bought it for me, sweetheart.
It's where we've left it. Do I buy the card or not? Do I buy it for her?
Yes, just one, a cheap one, like a $10 one or something.
Scammers love. Husey wants it, scammers love.
Today FM.
Erin, you want to sharpen up your buttocks?
No, I actually would prefer them round.
Oh, you want to, what does she want to do with them, Ed?
Well, expand them in a muscular way. So the idea is, as we're saying, an NRL player said that it looked like her legs were attached to her back. That stayed with her, and she's
everyone's got something wrong with them, don't they? Well, they think they've got something wrong.
Wrong. Oh.
No, there's nothing. You've got nothing wrong with you.
By the way, when we measured them, I was actually impressed. There was actually it went out from my back, between my back and my legs went out in an arc.
You're only 1 inch below Ed.
I'm only 1 inch smaller in circumference than Ed's butt. And he's really fit.
Yeah, and he's got tiny buttocks.
just like saying that.
Yeah, but my buttocks, though, are quite... Yeah, they're healthy.
But you've never done Pilates. Now, as we've seen photographs, you're working hard in Pilates, yeah. But I'm maintaining, and I love Pilates. It works from the inside out, and it does a great job. It will not build you a buttocks. It will not give you the bubble butt. And I stand by that. And then I don't care who. I don't care what experts you brought.
How would you ever listen to Coco from KX Pilates, who was also one of the people on the experiment called Married at First Sight, which just wrapped up. Yeah?
What about it?
Hello, Coco.
Hello. How are we, guys?
Yeah, well, we're good, but Ed is...
Well, I want to hear some of the Coco experience.
I know,
first.
Ed. I feel like we've got beef now. You come with a big
beef. Yeah, big beef.
Your beef will be bigger than his tiny little beef cakes that he hides under his long pants.
We've got beef, but he doesn't have rump, I hear.
No rump.
Coco, good material.
Yeah. That was great.
Can we hear a bit of Coco's work? Here we go.
My life is so full of, it is so full of energy. And like when I'm on, I'm on. And it is, and it's fun. Oh, look at those beautiful faces. I'm one of those people, like, I'll have my headphones in the gym and I'm like, oof, oof, like to warm up between sets. You feel that chest burning? Squeeze it for me. They've got to ride the old Coco way.
Wow. That is great. I need to be involved here. Erin, you need to be involved with Coco.
Well, see, I'm super sorry. I did my second class, Coco, of KX Pilates yesterday. I just go to the one in Randwick, which is close to me. And I seriously...
Yeah, that was the studio I first started at, actually.
Oh, it's amazing. I've never done it before, but I cannot move my arms. My bum is so sore. I can't see how being this sore and working so hard is not going to physically advance me aesthetically.
Oh, 100%. And here's the thing is, like, why KX is a bit different. And I can see why, like, Ed would think that if he's just seen, like, you know, a bit of, like, the, ooh. But you know us, like, we have music pumping, there's dumbbells.
You use dumbbells, you use balls, you use, like, resistance. It's so intense.
Yeah, and it's a 50-minute full-body workout. And here's the thing, and, like, I did listen to the segment the other day, and, like, you've just had a baby and, like, you know, if you're carrying a child on that one hip, like, that throws out your whole back. We have so many women, like, postnatal clients. And if you just went into the gym right now and did your bro squats and your hip thrusts and stuff, you probably, like, would be throwing that one hip forward. So, like, this is why it's good because it is, like, resistance training, but it evens you up as well.
Also, Coco, Ed isn't even doing bro squats. He's just doing arm weights for his weird mirrored room.
Girls get the girls, tries get the guys. We know that, Coco.
Yeah,
so, but
exactly.
that's not what's being legislated here. What we're asking is, Coco, do you believe with the KX Pilates system or and with what you do, can Erin be dragging that wagon?
Could you add inches?
Well, you are speaking to the president of the hot dog body committee. However, I can promise you, like, I call it, like, you'll get your walnut cracker ass. Like, it'll be so hard. We can crack walnuts on it. We can bounce a 10-cent piece. But you can definitely grow the peach. Even one of my instructors has a peach tattooed on her bum because that's how much.
What time does she do classes, the boys are wondering.
Yeah, no, and you've got to come. You've got to come, boys. I promise you.
Coco,
I will take you through a session and we will
honestly... My peaches are already full, though, Coco. I don't know if you've seen my rump, but it got my wife in. She's a rump. She likes me and Rafa Nadal, who was also...
Well,
have you seen his rump?
Boys always do have more junk in the trunk.
Well, some of us do, the real men.
Oh. Thank you, Coco.
Thanks, Coco.
KX Pilates.
No, anytime.
Are you single at the moment?
You've got to come in. You've got to try a session.
Coco.
It will, I promise you. Because we do like the weighted kickbacks and everything. Time under tension, that's key.
We need to find out whether you're single or not, Coco, because people fell in love with you on Married at First Sight. Are you single or not?
I know, guys. This is the only interview I've done. You've lured me in for KX and here I am. No, I'm not currently single.
Oh.
Currently, that means that there's potential for it to change.
No, she's found the love of her life.
Poor Coco.
She's found the love of her life.
I'm happy for her.
Well, thanks for our exclusive, Coco.
Yeah, no, hot off the press. No,
yeah, good on you.
All right.
Good on you, Coco.
That's it from us, guys. JA's in next.
You could have asked her about love handles. That's what I need, something to fix the love handles.
that's not the
problem. No, I think it's just surgery, mate. I think.
Oh, okay, fine, thank you.
And
or loose weight.
The big no, it's you can't move it. I can't move mine. I reckon I've got to get the syringe in and just get it sucked out.
Okay. You and I together, we had the COVID shot together. We could
Why can't we get the syringe to go the other way? Can we get Dr. Van, or was it, what's his name? It was Dr. Van, wasn't it?
Yeah, he
was downstairs.
Dr. Van from World Square. I don't know if he does that, but we'll ask him.
That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew catch-up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks to Suncorp Bank. Everyday banking as individual as you are.